Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Yes, thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about some blood vessel dilating drugs today. Sometimes they're called vasodilators. So if you know anybody that's been on those, you may want to listen up. Also, we're going to be talking about living longer. You know, what's our expiration date, really? And we'll see how much time we have left over after that. We may get into some, you know, contagious type of pathogens and things like that. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to that and all the good stuff, I want to say a big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, always lifting them up in prayer. I'm praying for this country. I'm praying for righteous leadership, God's hand be on us, and the leader that he wills to be put into office.
And I pray for protection in that process as well. So God's will be done, but he's got to hear from us. That's how this works. So hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, mind the time. And I do have my devotional, and today's devotional is a synopsis from John 15, number 6, and Zephaniah 3. And it goes like this. Rest in me, my child. This time devoted to me is meant to be peaceful, not stressful. You don't have to perform in order to receive my love. I have boundless, unconditional love for you. So how it grieves me that my children are working for love, trying harder and harder, yet not feeling good enough to be loved. So be careful that your devotion to me does not become another form of works. I have you to come into my presence joyfully and confidently, and you have nothing to fear, for you wear my own righteousness. So you will see there's no condemnation, only love and delight, and be blessed. And my face shines radiantly upon you, giving you peace. Amen to that. I'll tell you, that's a little time with the Lord each and every day makes the day a whole lot better. Start your day off like that. And don't forget to end your day with a little prayer. And you'll sleep better. And, you know, seek the Lord's face, find salvation through the Lord, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker is, Texas schools. Lamar County has a mysterious illness right now. They don't know what the cause of the illness is. It hasn't been determined. About 120 students went home sick from South Lamar school today. The school system contacted state health departments. Even the environmental health specialists showed up. That was today, to investigate what the cause of the student sickness outbreak is. So crews have gone into the school. They're cleaning and disinfecting it. And several parents were notified that there's some sort of mysterious illness, and the school gave the parents the discretion whether to send their kids back to school the next day. So, but there is some question as to whether, you know, what this is. They don't know if it was foodborne or what it is, because not all the students that got sick ate at the cafeteria. It's weird. Might be in the water, maybe? Water system? I don't know. All right, last but not least in the quack report, Maryland schools, speaking of schools, they're banning thousands of students. They can't come back to school because they haven't gotten their government-mandated vaccines. Baltimore, Maryland says they're banning these students from attending class over a new mandatory vaccine requirement policy. So the Maryland students are required to get vaccinations for chickenpox, tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, and meningitis. And parents are required to provide proof within 20 calendar days from the start of school. So, but thousands of the students didn't comply. So, let's see, how many? There's 3,800 students out. They need to be vaccinated. There's 3,800 students that are out of class in the Baltimore, Maryland school system. So, new requirements require students from kindergarten through ninth grades to get up to date on this new immunization schedule. Ninth grade, all of a sudden, there's some new things, right? New things. They're going to be adding to that, just like I said they would. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right, those parents need probably to hear the show on how to reverse a vaccine if they're worried about it. They can learn how to do that. Easy. All right, we're going to be talking about blood vessel dilators, you know, and some people go, big whoop. Well, it's a big whoop because you may be using one, don't know it. All right, medical science prescribes the vasodilator drugs to patients who, you know, are told that they need a chemical type of drug to help widen their blood vessels and decrease blood flow or increase blood flow and improve the blood pressure. So patients with high blood pressure may not know that such medications affect their adrenal glands. So the vasodilator drugs often are prescribed with other heart medicines. And there are many types of vasodilators, such as the nitroglycerin and the minoxidil, also known as Rogaine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hair loss treatment is a vasodilator. So patients may not discern between high blood pressure medicines like calcium channel blockers or diuretics and vasodilators. So both work to try to address hypertension, but they work differently. Also important is that people trying to reverse hair loss are using products under various names that contain minoxidil, which is a vasodilator. So they are absorbing a vasodilator drug through the skin. It's called a transdermal application. And a lot of people don't realize how that works, but, you've heard of the, quit smoking patch. Same thing. It's a medicine that's absorbed right through the skin. And so you're getting a vasodilator on your scalp every day for hair loss, and they're absorbing this right through the skin. So I had often wondered what these hair loss products, in an accumulative effect, long-term, would do to a healthy heart. And there have been no scientific studies on the topical use of minoxidil used for hair loss and how to address that for heart or adrenal health. So we're going to take a look and see what these powerful and risky drugs are doing. Let me read you a quote from Dr. William Pettinger. He had an article in the Journal of Hypertension in 1988. This is what he says. Of the many vasodilator drugs, minoxidil is much more potent vasodilator, he says. It can cause hearing loss, renal retention of sodium, which means edema, and you may need a diuretic to get rid of the extra fluid. He also says it can cause weight gain. It can also cause, he says, cardiac enlargement, end of quote. Well, that's called renal heart failure when that happens. Well, let's look at the vasomotor center, because there's this part of the human body that medicine is referring to as the vasomotor center. So the adrenal glands are affected by vasodilators, and they affect hormones and your central nervous system function, which would explain many of the side effects people get on the vasodilators. Now, according to Dr. William Pettinger, he says the vasodilator drugs work differently than other blood pressure medicines, and they increase the risk of acute pulmonary edema, which is a fluid around the heart and lungs, the tachyarrhythmias, which is abnormal heart rhythm, and the myocardial infarction, which means heart attack and death of the heart muscle. So Dr. Pettinger urges caution when using vasodilators. Mm. Well, let's get to the side effects you can experience on this stuff. You know, some people have a natural allergy to these drugs, and they can't use them. So people who have allergies to, like, certain foods, dyes, preservatives, and other substances may be prohibited from using vasodilators. So if you're taking a vasodilator, patients often experience what is called a secondary disease, also known as a side effect. Also, pregnant women usually run into problems on vasodilators, causing blood abnormalities as well as uncontrollable hair growth. Now, in lab animals, vasodilators have caused birth defects. So there have been really no scientific studies regarding pregnancy or breastfeeding with the vasodilators, and the average patient taking these drugs can develop the following conditions. They can get really bad headaches, okay, pounding, excruciating headaches, nausea, bloating, and vomiting, diarrhea, loss of appetite, dizziness, angina, chest pains, and irregular heartbeat, muscle and joint pain, muscle weakness, numbness, tingling of the extremities, swollen extremities, fever, sore throat, the general sick feeling, skin blisters, itching and flushed skin, increased risk of kidney disease, stroke, heart attack, and heart damage, adrenal tumors. The drug also doesn't interact well with other drugs or over-the-counter medicines, and also you can get rarely, there's a condition called systemic lupus. Well, let's look at what they're saying. about extreme caution with these drugs. Since biodazzlers don't mix well with other medicines, patients need to exercise caution taking any medicines in addition. So, for instance, the over-the-counter drugs for appetite control, cold and flu medicines, asthma medicines, or any allergy product that's sold by prescription or over-the-counter, not going to work well with a vasodilator. And some of these products will increase or decrease blood pressure. So it's really not hard to see why so many people end up in the ER or in the morgue when taking prescription medicines like vasodilators. Let me read you this quote again from Dr. William Pettinger, Journal of Hypertension. He says, quote, vasodilating antihypertension drugs produce an array of side effects, allergic reactions, and toxicity in varying degrees. They have the potential of creating congestive heart failure, among other serious conditions. Detailed knowledge of these drugs is a prerequisite in order to prescribe and for patient use. So not only does the doctor have to be on his toes if he's going to prescribe this drug, the patient has to follow a strict protocol to avoid additional problems. Let's get back to this hair loss thing, the minoxidil Rogaine, which is a vasodilator, because I came across a blog where people were writing about their experiences using the Rogaine minoxidil product for hair loss, which is really a vasodilator. So there were a few young people who said they thought using the vasodilator for hair loss created a heart problem for them. Here's one person. His name was Robbie Robbs. He posted February 22nd, 2006. He says this, when I was 18, I became paranoid about hair loss, and I started using Rogaine. Now I'm 25 and have very bad blood pressure problems. I find it strange that I use Rogaine, a powerful antihypertensive vasodilator, for 4 years, and now I have very bad blood pressure and heart rate problems. End of quote. Well, it even gets more interesting because the Mayo Clinic posts on their site to use caution when using the topical Rogaine or minoxidil. And if you have any skin problems or irritation like sunburn, they recommend you not use the product. They also warn that the minoxidil is absorbed into the body and offers side effects. They recommend that people with heart disease not use the product, yet it's prescribed for heart patients in pill form. So the Mayo Clinic also states that there have been no official scientific studies of the topical use of minoxidil, such as Rogaine, that would cause serious high blood pressure problems. Yet they caution consumers not to use it in large quantities because of the likelihood of accumulated toxins absorbed from the product. And then there's the AskAPatient.com site that listed a ton of patients who described their experience using the topical minoxidil Rogaine product. The formulation for men is stronger, 5%, than it is for women at 2%, and the men experienced loss of sex drive and erectile dysfunction. Remember, it messes with adrenal glands and the hormones, see? Also, then the list of those experienced the cardio difficulties emerged in varying ages from 20 to 60 plus. They listed symptoms of dizziness, heart palpitations, high blood pressure, swelling and fluid retention, feeling of anxiety, cardiac arrhythmia, chest pains, and concentration problems. So I guess that answers my question, would Rogaine cause problems for a healthy heart? And I suspect it as much. All right, here's another quote from someone on the blog, a female, age 50. She posted November 10, 2015. She says, quote, no question, it was Rogaine that caused my heart symptoms and blood pressure problems. I applied it for hair loss, but I won't sacrifice my health. So she discontinued it. And that's the thing, you discontinue using it, and you can see a diminish of heart problems, hopefully, before you get a lot of heart damage. Well, and here's something else that I came across. Upjohn Dermatology Division had an article in Field and Stream, August 1995, Midwest edition, discussing the pros and cons of using 2% Rogaine, you know, hair loss. So apparently there were some people asking if the product for hair loss could cause harm, especially for the cardio system. And here's one entry from the article. They said this, quote, in animal studies, minoxidil in larger amounts applied as topical application on skin has caused important heart structure damage. Now, that was animal studies. They said this kind of damage has not been seen in humans. Well, you may not know why science uses lab mice to test drugs. It's because their cell structure is similar to humans. So if mice on minoxidil had birth defects and heart damage, you can bet that long-term use of the drug in pill or topical form is not healthy for humans. Mm-mm. All right. And, you know, you've got heart herbs out there. Because I've known for a long time that herbs have strengthening power in the body. So action that causes strengthening produces repair and regeneration. So in short, herbs heal. And both of those are four-letter words modern medicine doesn't want us to use. So this is why there is such a controversy and, quite frankly, a war over the use and availability of herbs. So you plus powerful herbs is a threat to the pharmaceutical establishment. And it's in our best interest to learn as much as we can on the medicinal use of herbs. So the herbal equivalent of a vasodilator is cayenne, ginger, and hawthorn berries. So these herbs won't damage your heart, but will strengthen it. So if you would like to look at a full line of cardiovascular herbal formulas, call Apothecary Herbs. They have a full line. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You can ask them about their heart formula and their heart attack pack. They have herbs for blood pressure, angina, stroke, and a whole lot more. So you can call now for a free product catalog. They also have money-saving coupons on their website. But if you don't do the internet, you can always say, hey, is there any coupons that could apply to my order? And, you know, get well and save money. That's what I say. Twofer right there. Oh, by the way, we have in the making right now, we are redoing the website. So in the next few weeks, we hope to be having all the, you know, T's crossed and I's dotted there, and we'll launch the site, and it's going to be mobile-friendly on your devices, kind of just streamlining it a bit, helping you find things a little better. So we're going to be looking for feedback from you on it as well. So we're putting in the fine touches there. I'm really excited about it because it's getting kind of a facelift, if you will, on the website, and we're real excited about that. Plus, we're hoping to have the new product catalog ready on the first part of October, so we're going to have our fall catalog coming out as well, and just a lot of exciting things happen right now, and moving along, you know, empowering people, improving our service and functionality here, and of course, I can't take the credit for any of that website stuff. I'm just the herbalist here. I know all about herbs. I'm not very code friendly. I pay people for that. I can do some code, but the big heavy lifting I prefer to leave to the professionals. That's right. All right, we're going to be talking about your expiration date. Everybody has one. Well, we do in a way, you know, God knows what it is, right? So we often check, you know, expiration dates on products, especially meat, dairy, prescription medicines, our supplements, anything perishable. However, you have an expiration date, a personal expiration date. Have you checked it lately? Well, most people think I'm kind of nuts when I ask that, but We all have an appointed time when we expire, because it's appointed unto man once to die, according to Hebrews 9. So there is really no way around that. We all die eventually. Even though we don't know when our cutoff date is, we humans do something really stupid, and we tend to don't help ourselves, and we may even shorten our lifespan and even speed up the expiration date process. So you know that the one thing which will, you know, really scoot you faster to the expiration date, faster than sliding down the board on chutes and ladders, you know what that is. And we're going to be talking about some of those things. So one of the things we do is we compound our illnesses. That's one of the things that we do. And it takes away from our life expectancy, our longevity. One of the things that really does compound it is sleep deprivation. So not sleeping or getting enough regular sleep, quality sleep, will undermine your life expectancy and shorten your expiration date. Well, let's look, because we usually see headlines in newspapers all across the country about, you know, even globally now, on people being uneasy, not resting, not sleeping well. So even here in the United States, we are a nation of non-sleepers, per se. We don't get enough good sleep. We have people with chronic sleep deprivation, and really it's classified as a sleep pandemic, if you will. So the CDC conducted some studies on just how serious lack of sleep was, and they found that 70 million Americans don't sleep or get adequate sleep. And reports are indicating that this is an epidemic of no sleep and the root of chronic disease and depression. Also, the number one cause most people list for not sleeping well is because they feel sick. And individuals with serious or chronic illnesses like cancer, angina, migraine, headaches, asthma, arthritis, pulmonary diseases, restless leg syndrome, which really is a vitamin deficiency, and depression, they usually at the top, they rack up big points for sleep depression. They just don't sleep much. So America may lead the world in lack of sleep, but Europeans don't fare much better. Our two countries in the EU right behind America with sleep deprivation, that would be Germany and Great Britain. Well, Great Britain's not part of the EU anymore, but you know what I mean. So sleep apnea is also classified as a form of sleep deprivation, and chronic headaches and high blood pressure seem to come with the sleep apnea package. Yeah, I noticed that correlation. People with sleep apnea tend to have cardio issues, whether it's cholesterol, blood pressure, or whatever. Narcoleptics are also sleep deprived. You know, and when most people think they get more sleep than they actually do, and they're not the ones with narcolepsy. I know, what did I hear on the news just recently? Donald Trump sleeps less than 6 hours a night. I'm like, why? Because he just likes to work all the time. He's a workaholic. He doesn't like to say goodbye to the day, and he loves to get up early in the morning. Okay. Well, some people, you know, have hardier constitutions, and they can get away with it for a while. The rest of us, not so much. I can see by the clock. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, though, we're going to be looking at some of the things that are going to hurt and help our longevity. We'll be right back.
For the sake of finding truth, was following rules, counting all of my good deeds. Oh, living in fear, hell at my feet, heaven is out of reach. And there's a fire that I won't slay. There's a fire, but no fire brigade. Help our souls tonight, we are losing this fight. Oh, help our souls tonight, there's no one outside who's gonna help.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Double-O-Seven, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about, you know, our expiration date, how long we're going to live, and what we can do to help that, and what we may be doing that hurts that. Well, you know, before we become too, you know, distraught over not getting enough sleep, and, you know, kind of envious of people that do, according to Harvard Health Publications, a mere 100 years ago, the national sleep average was 9 to 10 hours of sleep. Oh, Hillary Clinton has no problem with that, right? Just kidding. Anyway, mentioned, you know, 9 or 10 hours of sleep to hardworking adults now, and they ask you what you've been smoking. They'll say, don't you know that adults need just 6 hours of sleep? But after all sleep is overrated, they say. After all, that's what it is. And besides, you know, you got to be at work and you got to get more done, you know, so keep telling yourself that and you'll be, you know, disintegrating because sleep is really important for cells to regenerate. And you got to have at least 8 hours for that to happen. So you don't want to fall prey to being that super achiever in that culture and, you know, just cut yourself short on sleep. So what was it a few years ago they came out with a drug or they were talking about a drug that helps you skip sleep for 4 days or something? And I'm like, what for? You know, what are you going to do 4 days straight in a row? I guess if you were cramming for exams, I don't know. But, you know, who would want to stay up, you know, for real? So we tend to do stupid stuff when we're sleep deprived anyway, like inventing a pill that makes you stay up for 4 days. Headline news, 2006, drug Montefil, allowed continuous wakefulness for 48 hours, supposedly no side effects. Well, I don't believe that. There's always side effects with those drugs. So, the drug was marketed really to insomniacs. Yeah, they have a sleep problem. Let's just make them stay awake. People don't really think or behave right when they're sleep deprived. So the drug companies that made the Montefil drug said you'll be able to function normally during the day. Who really wants 24-hour living anyway like that? I kind of like going to sleep, you know. I need to reboot my brain so I can think the next day. So God forbid if you were to take this drug and then take it with alcohol, or if you were pregnant or nursing, what happens then? Well, the drug really does have horrible side effects, even though it said they weren't any. It produced dizziness, headaches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, back pain, vision problems, nervousness, and get this, sleep disorders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the more severe reactions that were listed were kind of life-threatening. They listed a life-threatening rash, respiratory arrest, high and low blood pressure, hallucinations, confusion, altered behavior, depression, muscle weakness, abnormal ejaculations, liver damage, heart palpitation, and the list kept going. I just don't have time to read it all for staying awake for 4 days. So, you know, doctors warn that the drug is really not for everybody. And it shouldn't be used by individuals with mental problems. I think the person who made it has a mental problem, to be honest. So they also said if you had a heart condition, don't use the drug. Or if you were using birth control, don't use the drug. They also said that the drug could give you impaired judgment and motor skills. Well, yeah, because you're not sleeping. See, if you don't get the sleep, all those areas suffer. So sounds like, you know, don't listen to them. Don't be taking medications that would keep you up all night. You do profit from getting enough sleep, and this is really going to help your longevity. Even though corporate America discourages you getting enough sleep because they profit from you not getting enough sleep, and some people can't relax enough to get to sleep. And, you know, they're so tied up in their technology and the blue screen is affecting their circadian rhythm as well. So you need to shut off at least the tablets and the computers 2 hours before you want to go to bed so that your body can just kind of gauge it down because that blue screen just really excites the nervous system and it makes it hard for your mind to just settle down and go to sleep at night. So you need to get away. TV's okay, but when you're up close, too close to computers and tablets, and you just get more of that dysfunction with the blue screen. So we don't want system failure, and this is what happens when we don't get adequate sleep. And all the pharmaceutical studies have shown us that sleep does matter. Cellular function is sacrificed when we don't get sleep. Okay, so your human cells really have batteries in them, and science calls them mitochondria. So during your wakeful hours, our cells get worn down. They wear out. You know, they're drained. All the energy is expended. And it's the mitochondria's job to keep cells functioning by producing energizing molecules. Science calls these molecules APT. So these molecules are also called neurotransmitters, hormones, enzymes. These are all part of the package. So when the power cell becomes low or damaged, it's unable to perform this vital role, and the cell functions cannot run at full capacity. So this is why when you get maybe 4 or 5 hours of sleep, you feel like you're dragging the next day. That's because the cell function is been compromised because you didn't get enough sleep. The cells are in need of repair. So the repair crew is the equivalent of a work union. And it's only going to work under certain conditions, like when you give them enough sleep. So no sleep, no repair. That's what you hear. And no repair, no regeneration of the cell mitochondria and the vital functions are sacrificed. So if you are 35 and you're working long hours to impress your boss, you take a quick trip to the gym before going home from after work. Then you cook dinner, take care of your kids, put them to bed, and then you say you wonder why you can't function in the bedroom. Because you've had a lack of sleep, it's depleted the hormone levels, and that's why there's a lack of performance in the bedroom. The libido is gone AWOL. So if you don't get that continuous 8 hours or more sleep each night, your anti-aging mechanisms go on strike, basically. And trust me, you do not want to cross the picket line and force these cells to function with drugs like monophili. So when your body runs out of your ATP molecules, you won't be able to get to sleep normally. And that's what happened to Michael Jackson. That's what happens to a lot of folks. So you won't be alert. You won't be able to burn unhealthy fat, you won't have strong muscles, and you can go into a tailspin with your health, actually, because all these cells communicate chemically with each other. So the communication network is supposed to secure proper organ function, but you're messing that up, and you're messing all these chemicals up, and then there's this trigger of different messages that are going out from your cells and into the DNA material. And it can set off chronic imbalance and invite disease because you're not getting enough sleep, which you have total control over. So when the body is fully rested, you achieve adequate molecule regeneration, clear chemical communication between your cells, and a steady exchange of energy and body function. That's right. That's how important sleep is. And as Michael Jackson found out, without it, you die. And he was using a drug, an anesthetic, to help him sleep, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't a natural sleep pattern. The brain wasn't going through its rhythms. And so what was happening is his brain was dying. When the brain dies, we know what happens. And a lot of anesthesiologists and other physicians have testified to that fact, especially in his trial. So if you ever wanted to know what one foot in the grave looks like from your cell's perspective, here it is. Let's say you've been burning the candle at both ends and you've had a lack of sleep. It's left your mitochondria running on the equivalent of a corroded battery, and your system becomes hormonally ignorant. The cells don't have enough energy to produce hormone molecules. Erratic hormone levels wipe out our healing capacity, our insulin goes up, our hunger trigger hormone increases, our testosterone level sinks, our muscles suffer, and so does our libido, and then the anti-aging hormone, HGH, the growth hormone, disappears. Melatonin drops rapidly. The anti-free radical hormones dissipate. Our fat-melting hormone, leptin, dissolves, and we feel like crap. Well, that's why. So this tailspin continues to affect your immune system, and then you can also pick up more weight. You can develop diabetes, heart disease, or even cancer, all because you're not sleeping. So we are also more susceptible to stress, anxiety, fatigue, and by this time, rest is hard to achieve, and people get desperate for sleep, and they resort to what? Alcohol and drugs. Yeah, that's what they resort to. And the thing about alcohol is you may feel a little relaxed and sleepy initially, but it's really a nervous system stimulant. If you go to sleep, you won't stay asleep. You will be up. So it's really a sleep disruptor. So I don't recommend, relying on that. So if you're not sleeping well and you're worried about your cells regenerating and your expiration date going down the tubes, before you run off to the pharmacy or your doctor for the best in the sleep aids, try to adjust your diet to exclude foods that irritate your nervous system and your digestive tract. So you keep a food journal for a couple weeks, and you'll know what foods those are. And also, herbs that can help you get to sleep more naturally are going to be valerian root and lobelia. You can work with them in tandem, because valerian root calms the nervous system, does not sedate you in any way, shape, or form, but it just takes the stress on the metabolic level off the nervous system. And then the lobelia takes tension out of muscles, okay? So you're not going to lose your coordination like you're drunk or anything. It just takes tension away on a cellular level there. So you can try those two things and see if you don't sleep better. Of course, watch that blue screen, read your Bible, and read God's word. Because one thing I've learned is God's words don't come back void. So when you ask for better sleep and you ask correctly, you're going to get better sleep. So don't neglect prayer. That's also good. Now, if nutrition's a problem, if your cells are just falling behind because you're just, skipping meals, you're eating fast food or whatever, try the body food mix. It's a super saturation of minerals, amino acids, protein, and vitamins and minerals into the system quickly, and really does give you a lot of zoom during the day and the nutrition you may be missing. So the body food mix and the valerian root and the lobelia is in the relax formula, and they're all at thepowerherbs.com. So you check it out there or give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yep, and get some sleep, and you'll be performing like you never thought possible. All right, we're going to be talking about things that are contagious. Yes, yes, because we're going to be getting into colder weather soon, and we're going to be indoors more, and we're going to be more, exposed to, germs, communal germs and stuff from school and coworkers, daycare and whatever. So we need to be aware, and, there's some things we can do to pump up our immune system. And one of the things that helps our immune system is emotions, how we're feeling. And we have a lot of control over that, too. So what does it mean when we're happy? Well, the dictionary describes happiness as a state of good fortune, contentment, and joy. The Bible talks about joy, peace and joy and blessings. It's a blessing. It has a lot to do with your physical wellness. So it has been said that in order to be a happy person, you must have, underlying truth, common sense, in order to correctly distinguish the depth and relevance of being happy. Now, does the average person know what happiness really is? While the founding fathers of the U.S. seemed to think happiness was something people should pursue as a goal. And some people think that if we had enough money, that that would make us happy. Some say power has to go along with the wealth in order to secure happiness. And it's also been said that happiness and sadness are contagious. Well, probably where the old saying is that someone has an infectious laugh or misery loves company, that would fall into that contagious category. So we're going to take a deeper look at what happiness can do for us and boost up our immune system so that we don't catch so many bugs out there. Well, to understand happiness, perhaps we should really start with the word itself. Happy or happiness comes from the word hap. It's an old English term. The original meaning was it meant good luck. And we can trace it back to the Old Norse. It's a language of the Viking invaders who influenced England during the 9th century. So does this ancient word have two meanings? Well, it is similar to other words which often mean different things, such as the word utopia, which comes from the Greek word OU, and topaz, which means no place. So utopia means no place. So how did we get the idea that a fantasy place called utopia was the perfect society and paradise? Well, the English word e-utopia also comes from the Greek word e-utopas, which means good place. And the two terms were pronounced kind of the same, but they had different meanings. So in the Old Norse language, there are two words, hap, which means good luck or good fortune, and ohap, which means bad luck and bad fortune. So we get the words hapless, haphazard, mishap, and happenstance from the ill-fated version of ohap, and happiness can mean different things in other languages. In Russian, I'm told, it means co-party, partaking, or involvement, something a bit different from the English good luck. So Thomas Jefferson included the pursuit of happiness in the Declaration of Independence, and his understanding of happiness he drew from the English-Greek philosophy that a nation is happy when the people are not over-governed, and there is sufficient protection from their enemies, and there is freedom to worship and live virtuous lives. So Jefferson knew that for a nation to thrive or flourish, and for the people to have good lives, there had to be an understanding of a goal. So good goals are not realized or achieved by happenstance, chance, or luck. So good goals are earned by good-spirited individuals. And Jefferson took the notion of happiness, usually thought to be the result of luck, and converted it into a choice and action. So the picture becomes even clearer if we were to replace pursuit of happiness with pursuit of flourishing. Flourishing means to grow or mature. As a nation, can we do that? So if we set aside the Declaration of Independence and we put that aside for a moment, we also realize that there are just words on paper unless they're backed up with action. The Bible says you know them by their fruits, and not what people say, but what they do. So the real test for a nation to flourish is that it has to have good-spirited leaders with virtuous character. If the leaders don't, then the people must take action. Without good laws, which are unambiguous, and without virtuous leaders to uphold those laws, there's no justice. So the ability to pursue a good and virtuous life and be happy becomes more difficult and can also become impossible. Therefore, a definite connection between happiness and our moral goodness, and without it, a meaningful life can be sacrificed. Well, Thomas Wood, he is a writer, he said, the pursuit of happiness is clear. We are seeking a life of reason, choice, and action, which will have us be at our best. So let's not confuse the pursuit of happiness with the pursuit of pleasure. Why is that? Well, pleasure is short-lived and it's temporary. We all must bear the responsibility of our choices, and when we don't, we can't spiritually mature, and we fail to pursue happiness. Now, some refer to virtuous living and spiritual maturity as personal growth, but it's more than an individual experience because what each of us does affects others. And Jefferson knew that the pursuit of happiness is the spiritual battle between good and evil. So evil takes hold when good people are not vigilant and instead they compromise, right? We compromise. You can't compromise on righteousness. It's just not going to work. So happiness does not really depend on worldly things, a career, wealth, and power, because you can have those things and become terminally ill, and then what are they worth? As the Bible states, for what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? That's Mark 8. Certainly, other people can influence our happiness, but for the most part, we have the power to change that. We are also witnessing how lawlessness is affecting our health and the health care of our nation, and we, the people, have the power to change that. The question is, will we? I think we will. So let's look at the happiness. Research has been done and explains that people who are happy have better health. This makes sense because when we are happy, we have behavioral changes. We do things like we exercise more, we eat healthier, we have better relationships. And people like to be around happy people. And for the most part, when you pursue happiness, you're also going to reap the health benefits of healthier heart and arteries. You're going to look younger. Your blood pressure will be lower. You'll have longer life expectancy. You'll cope better. You'll have less pain. You'll recover faster from illness. You'll have a stronger immune system, and you'll sleep better. All right. So, does heredity influence happiness? Well, scientific research seems to think so. By about 40 to 50% of our genes, they say, determines how happy we're going to be. The researchers failed to mention that lifestyle, toxins, life experiences can also influence DNA and make changes to our genetic structures. So I doubt the theory that some people are born grumpy. Also, happy people are not fearful, but rather they're concerned, you know, because God's not the author of confusion and fear. So they don't give fear, which is really terror, a foothold and ruin their health and their pursuit of happiness. So you can be concerned, but let's not get crazy. So happiness is a spiritual awareness, which goes beyond common sense for most. It's the ability to recognize good from the bad. Spiritual awareness is discernment. And the Bible warns us of the danger of dullness of hearing in Matthew 13 and Hebrews 5. So spiritually, if you are dull of hearing, it means you lack the ability to adequately discern between good and evil, and you are at risk of being deceived or believing a lie. So there is one way to avoid dullness of hearing, and that is to avoid being biblically illiterate. In other words, seek the Lord's face and read your Bible. You know, God says he protects those that seek his face. He can hide you under the shadow of his wings and be your shield and buckler. A lot of people are be amazed just how powerful they are when they start trusting God. And I'm out of time, but if you're interested, the powerful herbs to help boost your immune system for the cold and flu season, and that'll make you happy, that's at thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. Yes, Frank says, don't forget Psalms 91. Also great, a little prayer of natural protection. Okay, so it'll protect you from pestilence and plague and all this stuff. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.